the businessman relying on Heteriski wasn't too thrilled because the Dayan in Vilna said a cholin. One of the chashev, balabatim from the community passed away, and then the Dayan had a cholin. The way he sees, he looks terrible. The balabas looks terrible. So he says, "What's the matter?" He asks him, "Lachem, what's the matter?" He says, "He's suffering in Gehenim. You went to Gehenim. Chashev balabas. How'd you go to Gehenim? What'd they get you? What'd they nail you on?" So he says, "They got me for ribbis." Say, ribbis? What do you mean ribbis? He didn't make a heteriska. He said, the Bezen Shalmala doesn't hold from the heteriska. The Bezen Shalmata holds from the heteriska, the Bezen Shalmala doesn't. So the Dayan told over the Cholim to different people. So the Vilna Gaon used to sit different. So he always used to recommend that whenever possible, you shouldn't rely on any heteriskas. And even those who have no brera, they rely on heteriska. And the Yomim, the Roim, you shouldn't rely on a heteriska. And he gave the definition, Yom Narayin Hay, starting from Ashchodesh Elul to left the Simchas Torah. Usually we say, Aseres Meg Shuvah, we're Machmer. So the Vilna Gaon had like a Chazanish Shir, and Yom Narayin. Yom Narayin begins from Ashchodesh Elul to left the Simchas Torah. Here in Siman Tov Reish Yud, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mishnah in Psochim that Hadlokas Haner, Erev Yom Kippur, is not a real Chayva. It's totally in the minig amokam. Mok mishenogel lahadlik ne'er b'erev yom kippur madlikin. Mok mishenogel shlo lahadlik ein madlikin. To be madlik ne'er is erev Shabbos, erev yontif. That's really a takana satanoya, chayva. Really, we say a bracha, yeah. But lahadlik ne'er, erev yom kippur, the Gemara says that the minig shnei amekaymus is by married people. Shnei ledavarecha niskavnu. That one of the hamishinuyim is tashmish amito for married people. So in some communities the minig was bedavke shalala hadlikas haner, so he won't see his wife, so he won't have a desire to be with his wife. And other communities they bedavke lit in there is in the bedroom, so it's also v'shamish mitos b'fnei oraner, so that would prevent him from violating the inui. So because it's a minig, it's not a real takana derabanan at all. The Mishnah says it's only in a minig amokim. That's why there's a machlekes whether you say a bracha or not. Because the Gemara says when you clap by shyness on Hashanah Rabbi, you don't say a bracha. The reason why you don't say a bracha is because it's only a minig. If it would have been a takana de rabbanon, you would have said a bracha. That's the pasuk of Shatan Gemara. But because it's only a minig, so you don't say a bracha. And Taisus says, no, that's not what it means. It is a different kind of a minig, and in a real minig, you do say a bracha. The nafkamina, the major nafkamina, chatzi halal amashchodesh. Chatzi halal amashchodesh, the Gemara says in the end of Taisus, is only a minig. It's not even a takana de rabbanon. So the Balei HaTosfos did say a bracha when they said Chatzi Halam Rosh Chodesh, and the Rambam did not say a bracha. So here the Shulchan Aruch has the machlokes that the Sfardim will follow the Mechab and the Rambam do not say a bracha on the Chatzi Halam Rosh Chodesh. They don't say a bracha and Adlokas Haner on Erev Yom Kippur because it's totally in the minik. It's not a real Takanah Rabban. And the Rambam says the Ashkenazim do say a bracha. And Mevachim, the Ashkenazim do say a bracha.
Yom Kippur is not a Yom Kippur?
No, apparently the takana to light neir is yom tov is only when you eat. Yeah, no, only no, when there's going to be a suda. Yeah. Well, he's going to come home, he won't be niska beitz in the bavon. He's going to have what the Gemara calls shalom bayis, that he doesn't stumble on the. He's not going to walk in a dark house. If that Indian he is going to have when he comes home. But apparently they were not misake in hadlokas on there, is just on that alone, what the Gemara calls shalom bayis. So misake lika takana hadlokas on there is that you say brochan. That's because you're going to eat. So on Yom Kippur, it's not a takana de rabban, it's a minig. So that's why by Svardim, a bracha is not recited when you madlik the ner on an Erev Yom Kippur. By Ashkenazim, a bracha is recited.
Before the Suda.
Huh?
Before
the Suda. Look, Yantavdik. Yantavdik. Okay. Then the Ramah quotes a minig, that the minig by the Ashkenazim, I don't know if the Svarim have to put on a kittel. The Ramah, the end of Tofre, should you put on a kittel on Yom Kippur and you wear a talus the whole day. Even the night. Nighttime usually Laila Lazman sits. So you put on a talis, Leil Yom Kippur also. We don't want to put on a talis by Laila. The Gemara says Laila Lazman sits. So there's a machlekes Taisus in the Ramam. Taisus, what it means is that pajamas are potter from tzitzis. But if you wear a talis by Laila, you do say a bracha. You can't fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis by Laila. Just pajama, beged Laila is potter. And the Rambam says, no, it doesn't matter. If you wear pajamas by Yom, you are chayiv in tzitzis. And if you wear talis by Laila, you're potter from tzitzis. It depends on Yom versus Laila. That Laila you're potter. So because of that machlokes, it says in the Taz that we avoid putting on a talis by Laila. We avoid putting on. You should always put on a talis by Yom. So it says atifas atalis should always be on Erev Yom Kippur. You should make sure put on the talis on Erev Yom Kippur b'bod Yom when it's still daytime, so you'll be able to say the bracha lehisata b'tzitzit.
So whole year also in shul, when you go to daven Kavua Shabbos and you put on a talis, you shouldn't put on a shul talis. You should put on a shul. You should borrow somebody else's talis. Yeah, a shul talis, you have to make a bracha, right?
Usually you say bracha, yeah.
So you have to borrow, you should borrow somebody else's talis.
Or you take a shul talis, have mind not to be koina.
Yeah.
Something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If you're a member of the shul, everything belongs to you, just like everybody else.
Shutif, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you put it on in Bod Yom? You have to put it on.
He said, everything that's here belongs to me.
Stanley's right? Okay. What is this minig based on, that you wear a talis the whole day, you wear a kittel the whole day? So remember, I'm so rich, you can one kinus tshuva drasha. Thank you. He pointed out that there's a meiri in Masech HaShabbos, where the Gemara quotes this pasuk in Yishai, the karas of Hashem besonig, the kedosh Hashem echubot. So this is the marker of the two mitzvahs, kibud v'yoneg. The Rambam writes there are four mitzvahs on Shabbos and Yontif, two are chumash, two appear in chumash and two appear in Yishai. The two chumash are zocha v'shomer, and the two in the Novi Yishai are kibud v'yoneg. So the pasuk says the karas of the Shabbos onig v'kedosh Hashem mechubit. You should have kibud, you should have onig. So the Gemara has a comment: the kedosh Hashem mechubit zayom kippurim. What he means on Yom Kippurim, Kibbutz V'Yoneg is every Shabbos, not only Yom Kippur. So the Miri explains, on Yom Kippur there's no Achila Shtia, there's no Tashmish Amita, so you don't wear shoes either, so you don't have too much Einig. There isn't too much Einig to speak of. There's no Tshonah, there's no Kugel, there's nothing there. So on Shabbos you have Kibbutz V'Yoneg. On Yom Kippur there's no Einig, there's only Kibbutz. So that's why the Chazal had a comment, L'kdosh Hashem Mechubod, the Yom Kippurim, that on Yom Kippur all you have is Einig, all you have is Kibbutz. You don't have any Einig at all. So the Miri says that's why the Chachamim recommended to exaggerate a little bit in the observance of the Kibbutz on Yom Kippur. On our regular Shabbos you have half Kibbutz, half Einig, but on Yom Kippur there's no Einig. So to take the place of the missing Einig, you should double up, you should have twice as much Kibbutz. And so the Gemara in that sugya says you should wear separate big day Shabbos on Shabbos. Why? That's part of the din of kibud. Because Rabbi Yechanan Habikori Lemone Mechabdusa, he used to refer to his clothing as the dova, it's mechabed him, the begodim are mechabed the person. He feels more bekovedik when he wears nice clothing. So because there's a din of kvod Shabbos, you have to wear Shabbos dik and malbushim, more bekovedik. So because Yom Kippur, you have to have, there's no einig at all, so you have to have an extra degree of kibbutz to make up for the missing einig. So that's what the Miri, the Rav pointed out the Miri, that's why you should wear special malbushim on Yom Kippur, more special than a regular Shabbos. So he said, the Miri says, maybe that's the reason why we wear a kittel all day long, and we wear the talis all day by Yom HaBalayla. On another occasion, the Rav said that Mistama the talis, what do you wear, talis, even at night? Talis even at night. So he thought that it's because Yom Kippur is a day that's miyuchad for reciting slichas. And it says for slichas you need atifas atalis. The Achronim put together that a dovah should be kedusha, whenever you say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, so you're supposed to have a minyan. You can't recite a dovah should be kedusha less than a minyan, and you have to have bamida, and you have to have atifa. You should wear a hat, or you should wear the talis over your head. So the Achronim, the Goyim had a machlokes regarding reciting of Yud Gimel Midas that you say in the Slichas, does it have the status of a Dovah Shebikdusha or not? So we follow the opinion that yes, that the Yud Gimel Midas are Dovah Shebikdusha. So that's why if a person can't go to shul and he says Slichas on his own, so he leaves out the Yud Gimel Midas. So therefore, even if you are in shul and you say Yud Gimel Midas, you should say it Bamida, everyone should stand. And you should have a tifa. Everyone should put the talis over there. Usually only the chazna has a talis.
Right.
So everyone should wear a hat. However they would dress up for Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch Hu. So because Yom Kippur is a day that's miyuchad by Yom HaBalayla, miyuchad for reciting slichas all day long, so that's another suggestion why we wear the talis. Lekovid the slichas. That's what Rav Soloveitchik told some of the Talmidim. Bochrim came to daven by him in Boston. So he said, even if you don't wear a talis all year long, he thinks that on Yom Kippur they should wear a talis. A separate inyan. Yom Kippur is a separate inyan to wear a talis, either because of mechubad, HaKadosh Hashem mechubad, or because of the slichas. So even Bochum, who wouldn't wear on a regular day, covered Yom Kippur, he gave him a talis and said they should wear the talis.
Why should there be a question about the Yid Gimel Mitzvahs? This is the original place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the Yad Tzibur, and he set up the Shem of the Shem Kei Rachum. So this is the original place of Atifa by Yud Gimel Mitzvahs. Why should there be a question about it?
I don't know. It could be that the Nisat of Kishliach Tzibur is just out of cover at Tzibur. And Shulchan Aruch says that that the Chazan should always wear a talis out of cover at Tzibur. So it's not really so much out of respect for the Yud Gimel Midas. It's a different inyan. Mm-hmm. And here they say, here the Achrayim say that the Atifa is to be Mechabed that Dovah should be Gdushim. Anyway, that's the meaning, that we wear a kittel on Yom Kippur. And others record, they record Medicanism to wear Kittel Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So then it's a different reason. It has nothing to do with Mechuban. You have no right? But those.
That's Yom Nava?
Different reason. Yeah. Different reason. Yeah.
Told the
Malach
to put
on the
talus.
The Malach should wear the talus. Yeah.
Which Malach?
It
doesn't say.
I wasn't. Not familiar. In Tafesh Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch starts with the Chamisha Inuyim. So from the Chamisha Inuyim, the Gemara says there's only Koris if one violates an Anachil Shtiyah. If a person eats the mezid, it's on Yom Kippur. And the wearing shoes and on bathing and so on, that there's no kores. So the fact that there's no kores led the Rishonim to have a machlok is whether the other Rinoim are really an Issa deraisa, and maybe they're only the Rabban. So the Rabbein Tam and Tosis says that the other Rinoim are only the Rabban and it's only an Asmachta. The only thing that's an Issa deraisa is the Achil Shtiyah, that has kores. And the Rambam sounds beferish like he thinks that all the Chamisha Inuyim are all an Issa deraisa. They ask a kasha, the Rishonim, well, that's the kasha from the first Mishnah and the last parak and the eighth parak in Yuma. It says that the Melech is permitted to wash his face. The Melech has to look good. And the Kala is permitted to wash her face. And the Chaya, the Oledes, is permitted to wear shoes. So if you're dealing with an Issa Deraisa, in order to permit someone to violate an Issa Deraisa, you have to have a Sakona, a Sufik Sakona. How can you be Matim an Issa Deraisa? Based on such flimsy, the kovadik, and the husband shouldn't lose, he just got married, he shouldn't lose, the kala shouldn't lose her chain in the eyes of her husband. What kind of a heter is that? So the Rishonim say that even if you hold that the chomish and noyim are deraisa, even if you hold mechitzas and isa deraisa, that's only mechitzas kol aguf. But if it's only mechitzas miktzas min aguf, just to wash the hands, or just to wash the face, that's for sure only an Issa Derabbanan. So once it's down to an Issa Derabbanan, so we say, hey mama, Sarah Chachamim, have the authority to permit the Melech to wash his face and to permit the Kala and to permit the Chaya and so on. So the Achreinim ask a famous Kasha, if Rechitzas Kol Aguf is an Issa Deraisa, so why shouldn't Rechitzas Miktzas Min Aguf also be an Issa Deraisa based on Chatzi Shir Asim and Atar? You're not allowed to eat kikoiseves so much food that if you nibble a tiny little bit as a chatzishir rasam and atera. You're not allowed to drink malay lugma. So if you drink a mashu, we pass on chatzishir rasam and atera. So if you're not allowed to bathe kol aguf, so if you bathe mixes min aguf, even just part of your other rag, let it be an isa deraisa, because chatzishir rasam and atera. So they point out that they don't think that that's a legitimate kasha. They point out, when we learn Gemara Shabbos, we discuss the famous Miri on Dav Gimel. You're not allowed to carry in the street more than Dalet Amos. What if you carry three and a half amos? State that's Hetzer Gomer. You're permitted Lachatchila to pick something up and to put it down in the middle of the highway 3.5 amos further. Let it be Chatzishir Asim and Atara. So the Miri answers, no, that's not Chatzishir. That's a Chatzim Malacha. Chatzishir, it depends on the different kinds of Shiurim. Sometimes the shear is just in the volume. You have to have more of it in order to violate the full aver. And if you have less of it, less of the volume, so you violated the aver alachatzon. And sometimes it's like you carry three amas. There's nothing. That's called a tilt. That's not called a carry. The shear is the Rogatchover coined the term for this. He says sometimes you have a shear nekuda and sometimes you have a shear mitztaref. Shear nekuda means if you don't have the shear, you just don't have the whole thing. If you didn't carry the arms, you didn't carry. You didn't even begin yet. You didn't get the first thing. You didn't even begin anything. If you don't, let's say bathing. A guy puts his finger in water, that's a chotzi shear or a bath. How does it come chotzi shear? Maybe Rosh HaVeruba, maybe you can say Rosh HaVeruba, maybe is a chotzi shear of a bath or a shah. But to dip it, etzba ktana, in water, that's not a chotzi shear. Over here, it's a shear nekuda. Kozman, you don't have kol aguf, aroid min aguf. It's not kol vechitzis aguf. You can't say over here, when you have a shear mitztarei, you have to eat so much food, you have to eat a kazayis in order to violate the avera of achilas macholas asuris in its entirety. So if you eat less than a kazayis, then you can say chata shir asmanata. You have to judge in each case what's the nature of the shir. Is it a shir mitzvah or is it a shir nekuda?
Anilas asamlo, when the chayah wears, that's a complete shir.
Yeah. What's the heter over there? Right. That's the kash.
It's not the same.
A different kind of issue. The Gemara has a machlokes about nilas ha-sandal. Al pidin, is a sandal only if the sandal is made from leather, or if the sandal is megin, if it protects the foot, even if it's not made for leather. So this original machlokes is by chalitza. When a man dies and he leaves no children, and his wife needs chalitza, so does the chalitza shoe have to be made from leather? Or lav davke, it doesn't have to be made for leather. So this original machlokes is by chalitza. Then it also applies to one who's sitting Shiva Rahman on the sun, not allowed to wear shoes. That's only a din derabbanan. Then it also applies on Yom Kippur. So it also applies on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, the same as Shiva. So by chalitza, when you do chalitza, that's a shayla deraisa. So there, most of the Rishonim Paskin has to be made from leather. There is a minority opinion, the Balamor and the Rambam ups a little bit, that it doesn't have to be made from leather. But the way Machmer, by chalitza, of course, has to be made from leather. So here the shayla is by Yom Kippur, the Vilna Gaon recommended one should be machmer, that even though you have sneakers that have no leather at all, but we're dealing, we're according to the Rambam, this is an issue deraisa, chalitza, all the chamisha inuim the Rambam holds, they're all deraisa, not like taisis, they're only achil shtir deraisa, the others are only rabban. So that's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon, that he used to be, he personally was machmer, not to wear any kind of a slipper that's naked, even though it didn't have any leather. And the Rav Zichron Levrach also used to recommend, a lot of times on the Kinas Tshuva, used to say over his vort on the Rambam, that if you want to wear sneakers on Yom Kippur, you have to make sure that they don't have any arches in them. Because the Rambam's Loshen is, he margish bekoshi ha'oret. When you walk on Yom Kippur, you have to feel the uncomfortableness of the earth, that you're going to have watches in the sneakers, so the bottom of your shoe is being protected from the koshi haret. So even though there's no leather, and most of the Rishonim hold Shulchan Aruch says mutter, so he used to say he wasn't machma all the Rav wasn't machma all the way like the Vilna Gaon. He shouldn't wear slippers, shouldn't wear sneakers at all. A little bit because of the Lashon HaRambam, that the Rambam says should be margish koshi haret.
What did you say about toisavos medayrais?
Those are sheet is that the other inuim are only the Rabbana. Achilushti is clearly an Isa deraisa, it is courage. But the others, the chitza, sicha, tashramite, so the Rabbeinu Tam says that since there's no courage, it means that it's only the Rabbana. Aye, they learned that from Sukkim, it's only an Asmachna. The Rambam is kimad b'feirish natso. The Rambam sounds like he says they're all deraisa. Tisha B'Av is only the Rabbana, and Shiva is only the Rabbana, so there, for sure, you follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But the Rav used to recommend that Yom Kippur is according to the Rambam is an Issa Deraisa. So he thought maybe to be Choshesh, not to be he wasn't Choshesh for the Balamor. Balamor says you can't use the Vilna Gaon is Choshesh for the Balamor. You can't use any sneakers at all. So the Rav was only concerned about the Lashon HaRambam. She he margish because she horrors. No. The Gemara says only Koris and Achilas Shtiyah. The wearing shoes is not Koris. So that's what led the Rabbeinu Tam to say. But it's still not Koris, like you have in the Moshul Dam. You're not permitted to drink blood. It's an Issa Deraisa, but not all blood has Koris.
Right.
If you eat flesh and you don't salt it, that's not going to be Koris. Still,
yeah.
The Gemara has Sukkim to say that this has Koris and the others don't. So the Rambam understood that everything is anything like that that doesn't have arches on the bottom. There are sneakers that don't have arches also.
How
did the Bumbagon go to
shul? He lived in the shul.
Some of them just plain socks. He wore his socks.
Maybe to go out in the street is a special hat there, maybe.
Yeah.
Could be. So maybe he went to shul with the shoes, with the sneakers, and then he took it off.
Could be. Could be.
To sleep in the shul.
Now the Gemara in the last daf in Yumen, towards the end of Masach Shabbos, the Gemara discussed what if a person is Tomei, man or woman is Tomei, and his man to go to mikveh happens to be on Yom Kippur, in the daytime, nighttime, whatever it happens to be. Some people are toivel by Yom, some people are toivel by Laila. So what's the deal? Are you permitted to be toivel in the mikveh? So the Gemara says, yes, Misha Ira's man philosophy by Yom Kippur is allowed to be toivel. So there, Tosis shows in Shabbos Daf Kufchav, there are two gears in the Gemara. Why is that permissible? So one gears in the Gemara has it. It's only permissible if one assumes Tfilah Bizmana Mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah to be tovel the earliest available opportunity. If the din would have been Tfilah Bizmana Eina Mitzvah, there's no specific mitzvah to be tovel the earliest available opportunity, then there would be no heter to be tovel on Yom Kippur because it would be a violation of Rechitza. And Rov HaRishonim Paskin Tfilah Bizmana Lav Mitzvah, in which case you're not allowed to be tovel on Nikvah on Yom Kippur. The Tosafot has another girsa that they think is more correct. It's both on the last daf in Yuma, as well as Shabbos daf Kufchav. The other girsa has it, even if you don't think tefillah bizmana mitzvah, just the fact that this tefillah is mitzurif to tahara, that's already mafkiyah from the shame rechitza shaltainu. The only thing that's forbidden on Yom Kippur is rechitza shaltainu. So even if you stick your pinky, the Gemara says afilu lohishir etz baktana l'tech hamayim, is also forbidden. What kind of tainik does he have? Let's say he doesn't have any tainik. So the Rav explained it doesn't have to be actually tainik. All rechitza is automatically labeled as rechitza shel tainik unless you have some afkiya. So if the person's hands are dirty, his face is dirty, wants to wash off the dirt, so that's mafkiya, the shame tainik. That's not called rechitza shel tainik. Or if the person is tovel the shame mitzvah. So there everybody agrees. If you all feel it is mana mitzvah, everybody agrees the fact that you're doing a shame mitzvah is mafkiya, the shame tainik. But the Tosis had the two gears. What if you all feel it is mana, love mitzvah, and just table that is shit? You want to be tohar. You just want to be tohar. The fact that it's a tefillah hametaheres, is that itself mafkir the shame rechitza shel tainik or not? So most of the Balei Tosis thought that that was sufficient to remove the shame rechitza shel tainik. So that's a shaila. Let's say bizmana zeh. Chassid sheyid wants to be machmer to go to mikveh. Tefillah says it before he davens. But we pass in the Iker Adin that there's no more Takana Sezer. So you don't have to go. Let's say a person became a Balkari on Yom Kippur. And all year long, he would always go to Mikveh before he davens, and now it's Yom Kippur. He wants to know, is he allowed to go to Mikveh? So the Pashta says, you're not allowed to go to Mikveh. If there would have been a Takana Sezer, so the Gemara says, the last daven Yuma, you have to. You're not allowed to daven without going to Mikveh. So it's like a Tfilah Shel Mitzvah. You want to be Tovel in order to enable yourself to daven. But if Nikar Adin, you don't really need it, you're allowed to daven with that. You don't really need it, you don't have to. According to the Ravid, yeah, you have no choice, you have to. But we don't pass them like the Ravid, we just. Some are machmer for the Ravid, ourselves, and made sure that some are machmer all year long, choishes for the Ravid. But not that they really hold like the Ravid. So the Shaila is, would you say to be choishes for the Ravid? That's enough to be mafkir the shame rechitza shel tainuk. So there are some Rishonim and Achorinim who say Mutter, but the Pashtus is not so. Just because you have a minig to be choshish for the Rabbi, that's a minig. The Pashtus is that doesn't take off the din of Rechitza Shel Tainik. Where are we make a lot of minig that it takes off Rechitza Shel Tainik? By Rechitza's Mikzas Minaguf. Let's say the Kohanim have to wash their hands before they duchen. That's a real din. That's not a minig. That's a real din. So Yidechem Kodesh Rechitza Hashem. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. So the Kohanim are permitted to wash their hands, and Machleg is Rashi and Taisus. Whether they have to wash their hands to the elbow, they have to wash their hands to the wrist. So when they go to Duchen, so we're Mekel, they only wash, they don't wash to the elbow, they wash to the wrist. So we're Mekel. Usually on Yom Kippur, when you wake up in the morning, you only wash till the knuckles. But if you're a Kohen, so when you wash in the morning, you wash all the way till the wrist, in order that it'll be covered later. In order that you won't have to wash until the Siddai, before the Duchen. Or let's say if the Kohen had to go to the bathroom before the duchening, so then he has to wash again, he has no brera, he has to wash to the wrist. So that, everybody's masking to that. But the Acharonim say that the Zohar has a minig that the Levi who washes the Kohen's hands should wash his own hands first, all year long. Every Yontif, when the Levi pours the water on the Kohen's hand, he should first pour water on his own hands, and then wash the Kohen's hands. So is the Levi permitted to wash his hands on Yom Kippur? That's only a minig, that's not a real din. So the Mat Ephraim, the Mefarshim on the Mat Ephraim say also mutter. Why? Because that's only Vechitzis Mikzis than Aguf. That's not Vechitzis Kol Aguf. You're just dealing with the Nisa de Rabbanon. So to satisfy a minig, to remove it from a Nisa de Rabbanon, the minig that you wash your hands, that's sufficient. But to allow Takanas Ezra, to allow a person to be Tevel Vechitzis Kol Aguf, because of a minig that is Choshe Shor Yilon for Takanas Ezra, the Pashtus is that you're not allowed to. There is a minority opinion. The Satmar Rebbe, Printer Azat Shuva, he passed like the minority opinion that one who is machmer all year long for Takanas Ezra is allowed to go to mikvah v'chitzus kol aguf on Yom Kippur also. So shvere kula. The Pashtus, the Poskim, most of the Poskim were not assumed like that.
You
have a printed Shuva like that.
Yeah.
Any quoted Rishonim, we'll say it like this: There is such a minority opinion. But the Pashtus is that to be makel based on a minig to say that the minig removes the status of a chitzus shaltainet, it's easier to apply it on a chitzus mikzus minaguf on the levim washing their hands. That is more room to be makel because you're just dealing with an issa derabbanan to begin with. But Rechitzes Kol Aguf, where according to the Rambam he's dealing with the Nisa Deraisa, right. That's already much harder.
What is the meaning minig is a din?
Different kinds of minhagim. It depends what the minig is.
Six values, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of arguments.
I think there's seven already.
Yeah, the Rabbeinu Tam has a chul. The Marcha quotes the chul of Rabbeinu Tam. It depends what kind of minhag. You have to figure out what kind of a din it is, though. Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch has the dinim of Chinuch for Ketanim, Siman Tov Resh Tes Zayin. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if most of the children in America are generally speaking healthy, they're overhealthy, they eat very well. They're not undernourished. So Shulchan Aruch says if a child is healthy, so there's a din of chinuch 2 years before Bar Mitzvah has to fast the whole day, or 2 years before Bas Mitzvah. Girl becomes Bas Mitzvah 12. So 2 years before that, you have to fast the whole day. And 2 years before, 2 years before, you have to fast a half a day. And before that, you discourage the child from fasting even part of the day. Children, some of the children like to show a kunst that they want to fast the whole day, so you should discourage them even from fasting half of the day. Only 2 years before Bar Bas Mitzvah you should see to it if they're healthy, if they're up to it. They should fast the whole day, and 2 years before that they should fast the half a day. Here the Rishonim have the famous discussion on the last Perek in Yuma, the Mishnah on the last Perek in Yuma. Here it says that you mechanach the children that they should fast on Yom Kippur, Mishnayis, and there the Gemara says in the end of Yevamos, in the last Perek in Yevamos, if a child is eating Katan Eichel Nevelis, the kid is eating Chazah, you don't react. You just let the kid continue to eat chazer. What happened to the din of chinuch? He make him fit, and then you let him eat the chazer. So the Rishonim have a major machlek is what the teretz is. And some Rishonim say it depends who is watching. It says ein bezdim mitzuvan lafrisha. Bezdim doesn't have to do anything, but the father has a chinuch. The chiyuv chinuch is on the parent, not on the stranger. The strangers don't have to get involved, unless the kid is a yosim and there is no parent to take care. So someone has to look after him. That's what half of the Rishonim say. The other half of the Rishonim say it's not true. Who says that there's a difference whether it's a parent or it's a stranger? That's not correct. The din of chinuch is on the child. The child has to be mechanech himself, has to keep all the mitzvahs midirabbanan. And whoever is watching has to see to it that the child keeps the mitzvahs, whether the one who's watching is a parent or a stranger. But the difference is between mitzvahs and averis. There's only chinuch ha-mitzvahs. So fasting on Yom Kippur is a mitzvah. Not just if you eat on Yom Kippur, you did an aver. If you fast on Yom Kippur, I raise a kiyum mitzvah. I say the inisim asam shesechem. It's a kiyum mitzvah b'shevi al taser. By not eating on Yom Kippur, is mekayim a mitzvah. But eating chazer is an aver. Not that abstaining from chazer is a kiyum mitzvah. If you eat chazer, it's an aver. So an aver, there's no din of chinuch. The din of chinuch is he should be an einam mitzvah v'yoyse. Even though he's a lab bar chiyuvah, the cotton is not mechuyev a mitzvah. But if he'll volunteer to say Kiddush, to shake a lulav, he'll have a kiyum mitzvah, but Torah seinu mitzvah v'yosef. But there's no concept of seinu mitzvah v'yosef on a loisasim. If someone will abstain from violating an aveirah, let's say, I'm not a kohen, I won't go to the cemetery. I have a kiyum mitzvah. There is no seinu mitzvah v'yosef on a loisasim. It doesn't apply, If there's no aveirah, there's no aveirah. So by children before bar mitzvah, there's no aveirah, so they can do all the aveirahs they want. You have to tell him after your bar mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat that chazer. After the bar mitzvah, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. But before the bar mitzvah, you let them do whatever they want. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the two opinions, lahachmer, in both directions. That the parents have to be mechanech the children even in lois seser. And in the mitzvah seser, even others have to see to it to be mechanech the children. But I'll call upon him, you see from the Mishnah, that's what the Rav pointed out. You see from the Mishnah that fasting on Yom Kippur is not just that eating on Yom Kippur is an aveir. Not eating on Yom Kippur constitutes a kiyum mitzvah. And you have other cases like this, where, let's say, Rambam writes in Hilchus Yontif, one who doesn't do malach on Yontif, hare zekiyeh mitzvah saseh.
Right.
It's not just that if you do malach on Shabbos and Yontif, you violated an aveir. One who doesn't do malach, hare zekiyeh mitzvah saseh. The Rambam writes the same by a nazir also. A nazir who doesn't drink wine and doesn't take a haircut and doesn't metamel a mason, harei zekiyeh mitzvah saseh. Shenema kodesh yiyeh gadel peres arosh. He gets a kiyum mitzvah by not doing. And the same by avelus also. There are a lot of things that the avel is not allowed to do, but it's not that they're isurim. These are called kiyumi avelus, nihugi avelus. When he doesn't do, it's considered as if he is mekayim the mitzvah saseh.
Yeah, avelus and noticeable.
That's another thing. There's no chinuch on avelus.
Fasting.
That's for a separate reason. You have to figure out what's the reason. Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva to discuss it. There is a machlokes among the Gaonim 2 days in the tour, whether there's chinuch and avelus or not. We ask him, no. That's the question, why no? Why should it be manishtana avelus from all the other mitzvahs? So they give different suggestions. Then the Shulchan Aruch has all the dinim of a chayle, chalila, if a person is a chayle, shem b'sakana. So he's not allowed to eat. If a person is a chayle, sheyesh b'sakana, then he is permitted to eat. The shayle, the big machlokes is, a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, who has to eat on Yom Kippur, is he permitted to eat a regular meal, or do you insist that he should try to eat pachas bin kashir? Why should you recommend pachas bin kashir? Gemara says if a person is a chayla mesukan and he has to eat some tray for food in order to keep alive, and he has an option either of eating chazer or eating chaylev. So chaylev has courage, and chazer is only malchus. So the Gemara has a din, machila mosa hakala kal chila. Let him violate the lesser aveira to stay alive, rather than violate the mochomedik aveira. And shayla, whether this whole din, machila mosa hakala kal chila, is this a din derais, a din derabbanan? The Mabit writes in the Kiryas Sefer, it's only a din derabbanan. Whatever the din is, there's such a din. Machila mosa hakala kal chila. So in Shulchan Aruch, traditionally it's usually assumed that a chodesh eish b'sakana, if he can stay alive by eating pachas mikashir. So why should he violate a full kashir? Chatz kashir is asam and atar, but there's no chorus. If you eat a full kashir, it's a full aver with chorus. So machila mosa akala kalchila. Let him eat pachas and kashir rather than eat a full shir bevasachas. And Rav Elba Soloveitchik writes that his father Rav Chaim like paskin and not so. And the Rav writes like that when his father Rav Moshe Soloveitchik took his first rabbinical position, Rav Chaim only gave him one instruction as he was leaving. That promised me that on Yom Kippur, whoever is a chayla mesukan, you tell them they should eat regular. You shouldn't eat pachas bin kashir. So he said, Rav Chaim held that din of pachas bin kashir is like this. Let's say there's a person who's old and fragile and weak, but the nocha, it's not a chayla she'esh v'sakona. If the person will fast on Yom Kippur, they may dehydrate and may get into big trouble. They may develop into a sakana. But right now, the person is not a chayla she'esh v'sakona. So you tell a person, drink and make sure you drink on Yom Kippur, eat and drink, that you shouldn't get sick. We don't want you to get sick to become a mesukan. So there is not yet a chayla. So then we tell him, eat pachas pachas mikashir, machila masa, akala kalchila. Why should he violate a full shir if he can save his life by violating a chatzishir?
And he is.
But once the person already is a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, he already is b'sakana. He just had a serious operation. His mamash is touch and go. He's mamash a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. So then Rab Chaim said, then we follow the Magid Mishnah, whom Machabe quotes in Hilchos Shabbos, that for chayla mesukan, you give him kol tzarachov. You don't have to be medaktik only to the extent of keeping him alive. You give him whatever you would do on a weekday. So the Rabbel Bava Soloveitchik quotes that they asked my father, how is he so mekel? How is he so mekel? So he says, mekel is machmer. He's machmer to koach nefesh. They're looking from the perspective of Yom Kippur. So he said, you have to look from the perspective of the pikuach nefesh. So that's a machlok. Most of the Rabbanim follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That you always recommend machila mosa akala kalchila, so you give pachas pachas mikashir. And there's a minority of Rabbanim who follow Rab Chaim's psak that you eat normally. But the Kol Nidri, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should have two people standing next to the chazan, echad mimina ve'echad mismola. Why? So we usually say it's a bezin for hataras nedarim.
Yeah.
But the original marker is the Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Mechilta that when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel by the time of Mechemes Amalek, Aaron v'chur tamcha biyad of mizeh echod. So Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, Mikal the tiny siba shetzorach shloisha, that on the tefillos on the tiny siba you have to have two people standing next to the chazan. So the pashup shot sounds like you and need three people all day on Yom Kippur, from Naira, for Shachris, for Mincha, for Musa, for Nila. Sebes the Magen Avram says, we don't do that. We only have for Kol Nidre, for Hataras Nedarim. Then for Mayrev, Shachris, Musa, Mincha, we don't have. Nila is Tfilah Satainas. Nila is a special Tfilah that you only offer on a time of Sibur. It's not a Yom Kippur Digadin. The Mishnah says, the Issa Dab Nila on every time of Sibur. So Nila is a Tfilah Satainas, so that's when you said Tainas need Shloisha. I bet by Nila we don't have two people standing next to the chazan either. So the Magen Avraham says, what are you talking about? We keep the Aron Kodesh open the whole time, so everybody's standing all over the place. So you have more than two people standing next to the chazan. But sometimes the chazan is over there and the caller is over there. So he says, some of the people who are standing should stand next to the chazan. That's what the Magen Avraham says, that's our minig. That we only have the two people standing next to the chazan by the Kol Nidri for the Hastaris and Dorim. And by the Ne'ilah, because that's the Tfilah Satayna. The Rav used to have encourage the whole Yanta for Ma'ariv and for Shachris and for Musaf and for Mincha and for Ne'ilah. Each Tfilah that you daven on the Tainas, so they should have two people sitting next to the Chazan. So he suggested, what is it all about? What kind of halacha is that? You need three Chazanim. You need a choir. What do you mean three? So he said, when he said the Shurman Brachas, he gave such a suggestion that maybe there's a difference between a Yochid who's davening in a Tzibur. The Yochid is Voschanan al Hashem, he comes, he's asking for Matan Schinim Kohani Hamavakish Ba Pesach. So he asks for himself, he can't demand anything from the Rabbanu Shalom, but the Chazan who's davening on behalf of the Tzibur, so the Rabbanu Shalom made a Krisis Bris with the Klal Yisrael, so he has to take care of Ani. So the Chazan has a right to demand. So in the Tainit Sibur we make our bezin, and we demand of the Rabbanu Shalom that he has to take care of our needs. So he suggested maybe that's the idea behind the two people sitting next to the chazan. Another inyan, but he suggested maybe over here they constitute a bezin to sort of demand with a little chutzpah to demand of the Rabbanu Shalom that he has to take care of the needs of the Klal Yisrael. That's what he suggested. When you daven tefila balacha, when you daven shmoneh esrei, you daven balacha. So how come the chazan davens b'kol rov? The chazan has to daven b'kol rov. But there's still a difference. They're different minhagim. When the chazan davens b'kol rov, so some have a minig, shmoneh esrei on a regular weekday. So some have the minig that the Chazan says the Chazaras Hashatz in a vein and dik and nigan.
Tachnun, tachanunim.
The loshen shetachnunim. And other people have the minig. The Chazan doesn't, not in a wailing tone of voice, in a sturdy tone of voice. He's Toveya, so that's what the Rav said. He thinks that that's the minig. The Chazan davens with a little chutzpah because he's davening for the tzibur. So he doesn't have to be Kani Hamavakesh Bapesor. Baruch Shalom made a bris with the Klal Yisrael, so he has to take care of our needs. That's we're supposed to live up to our half of the deal, and he's supposed to live up to his half of the deal. May the Baruch Shalom grant us all a good year. Purim, we learned the Mishnah and Yud Zayin on the base. Maybe we'll review again in order to get back into the sugya. The Mishnah says that we have a pasuk in today's seder. Rashi on Yud Zayin on the base, about eight lines from the bottom, quotes Vayikra Yud Aleph. The pasuk says the Nivlasim Losi Go, that if you have a dead behemoth, if you have a Nivlas behemoth, it's metame. So the Chumash says you're not allowed to touch a nivlas behemah. So the shaila is, what do you mean you're not allowed to touch? Rashi and Chumash quotes, what do you mean you're not allowed to touch a dead behemah? A kohen is forbidden to be metame lemeisim. But only Adam. And if you're not a kohen, you're permitted to go to a funeral. So you tell me you're not allowed to touch a dead nevela. Even kohanim are permitted to touch a dead sheretz or a dead nevela. How can you say there's a pasuk bin of losim losigo? So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tez Zayin, Rashi quotes kaimalam Rosh Hashanah, that pasuk bin of los mlosi go goes on yontif. On sholosh regolim, there's a din chay vadam letai ratzma beregla. So we discussed the machlokes rishonim achreinim whether this din is only on the sholosh regolim bisman shebeis hamigdash haikaim, that every yirok kol zuchuch, every man has an obligation to visit the azara. So you have to be tohar in order to be able to enter the azara. If you're going to be tummy, you won't be able to walk in. And if you'll wait to go to the mikveh on yontif, you'll be a tzvul yom. You have to have higher of Shemesh. The din is, if a person is tummy and he goes to the mikveh, so he becomes toha right away with respect to chulin, if he touches any chulin, or with respect to maisa sheni. An adam tummy is not permitted to eat maisa sheni, or if you touch maisa sheni, you passel it. If you tummy, you touch maisa sheni, passel it. But once you go to the mikveh, tov al viyala, once you tovel in the mikveh, oichol b'maisa sheni miyad. There's no issa to eat maisa sheni. But the pasuk says in today's seder in Parsha Shemini that you have to have higher of Shemesh. You have to wait till Tzeis HaKechavim following the tumah. Let's say I became tamei a year ago, and I'm tabled today. I still need higher of Shemesh. Yeah. Whenever you're tabled, you have to wait till Tzeis HaKechavim following. So let's say if a person went to mikveh today at 6:08, that's before the shkia got out of the mikveh. So if he waits till Tzeis HaKechavim, that's the higher of Shemesh. If he goes to mikveh tonight, he has to wait till tomorrow's higher of Shemesh. If he goes to mikveh bein hashmoshes, a safik yom safik lila, he has to wait right till tomorrow's higher of Shemesh to be permitted to enter the Beis Hamikdash, to eat truma, to eat kotshim, and so on. And until the higher of Shemesh, he's still called a tful yom. And then there's a further din, that if he's one of those people who has to go to the mikveh and bring a carbon, that's called the Mechusi Kippurim. That's a Zab Zava, Yoledes and Metzora. Those four people, Zab Zava, Yoledes and Metzora, are called a Mechusi Kippurim. Mechusi Kippurim means they have to bring a carbon to complete the Tahara process. So once he has Harav Shemesh, he's permitted to eat Shumah, despite the fact that he didn't bring the carbon yet. But in order to be enabled to enter the Beis HaMikdash, or in order to be enabled to eat Karbanas Kachin, everybody's coming. No. So what would it accomplish? But the mana bias, when everybody was careful about Tumah Vatara, that would deter people from associating with the girl. So the Gemara says, that the only things that have Tara B'mikra, there are four things that are Mekabel Tumah. Odom Mekalem Ochel Mamashkim. From the four things that are Mekabel Tumah, the Odom Mekalem have Tara B'mikra, the Ochel Mamashkim have no Tara B'mikra. Rashi points out over here another thing, and Yud Ches Amar Aleph, Rashi points out from our Gemara, that Adam the Kalim, there are different madregas of Tumah. You have a human dead body is what we call Avi Avoisa Tumah. And whoever comes in contact with that, so the Tumah goes down a madrega. When the Tumah is transmitted, it has to go down. So whoever comes in contact with a Mei, so the Tumah goes down from Avi Avoisa Tumah to an Avha Tumah. Then the Avha Tumah transmits it to something else, makes it into a Rishon Tumah. Rishon makes a Sheni, Sheni makes a Shlishi, and so on and so forth. So the din is that Adam Bekalim, in order to receive Tumah, they have to receive Tumah from an Av HaTumah or a Bal, either from an Avi Avos HaTumah or from an Av HaTumah. But if, let's say, an Adam touches a Rishon, a Tolda, a Rishon, a Sheni, whatever, he will not, Adam Bekalim cannot be Mekabel Tumah. Ochlum and Mashkin can even be Mekabel Tumah from a Rishon, from a Sheni. Right.
Can you have a Noah from Tumah Ochel?
Yeah, you can eat it.
Give it to the dog, or you can sell it.
You can eat it also. Well, if it's truma, that's tome, you're not allowed to eat it. No one's allowed to eat it. Or if it's kachim, then you have to burn it. The pasuk says if you have a carbon that becomes tome, you have to burn it. And the Gemara says kishem shem mitzvah. The Gemara says in Bemarad Likin kishem shem mitzvah lisser for sakachim shenitmu kach mitzvah lisser for satruma shenitme. So that's if truma or kachim became tome, but stamp food became tome, so we eat it. We eat it ourselves, you don't have to feed it to dogs. The only hitch is that if you eat it, it'll make you tummy midirabbanan. Minatera cannot make you tummy. Minatera, it's impossible, because Adam is only mekabel tumah from an av hatumah or above, av or avi avos, and ochel mamashkin by definition can never be an av hatumah. Let's say if there's a mace in the room and the mace is avi avos, so everybody and everything in the room should become an av hatumah. So the Gemara says not so fast. Adam v'kelim in the room become an av hatumah, but the ochel mamashkim do not becomes a rishon. Why? Because since ochel mamashkim have no tara b'mikveh, so there's a pasuk that teaches us kol she'ein lo tara b'mikveh eino nase av hatumah. Whatever cannot be, you cannot be toivelit in a mikveh, so cannot become an av hatumah. So the mace is the avi avos hatumah, so the odom, the kelim in the room become an av hatumah, goes down one madrege when the tumah goes from the mace to the odom and kelim. But if you have a klicheris in the room, klicheris has no tar b'mikveh. It's also a posik in today's sedra. You shover, because you have to smash it to remove the tumor. There's no way to be tovel in the mikveh. Or if you have ochel mamashkim in the room, which have no tar b'mikveh, and they're in contact with the avi avos, with the mace, so they only become a rishon l'tumah. They don't become an av hatumah, because that's a din. A posik kol shein lo tar b'mikveh ein onasa av hatumah. So Grady Rashi points out over here, there is a din with the Rabbanon. Sometimes you have a din that kelim are mekabel tumah from a vlad hatumah. How is that possible? Kelim, adam and kelim can only be mekabel tumah from av hatumah or higher, from av and avi avos. How can it be shenitmu bivlad hatumah? So Rashi said it's only with the Rabbanon. Here Rashi writes on Yud Chesam and Aleph. Well, that's an important gemara. Mid the Rabbanon, they can't make the kli tamei min ator, because the ochel mamashim can never be an av hatumah, because kol shein lo tara b'mikveh ein nasa av hatumah, and adam v'kelim can only be mekabel tumah from an av hatumah or above. It can't be mekabel tumah from a rishon. But this is a chumra mid the Rabbanon, mishum the Gemara says, why did they make such a chumra? No rhyme, no reason. What's the reason why they made such a chumra? So the Gemara says, because once in a while there is a mashke which is an av hatumah, which can be mitamei the Adam v'kelim. When is that? When you have mashke zav azavah. The pasuk says in this week's sedra, I think it says if you have a zav and he spits on someone else, the chiyorek hazav batohor, so the mashke, the roke that comes out, roko shichvazara meiraglav, the meiraglam that comes out, that has the status like the zav himself. That is an av hatumah. So you're going to have all the different mashkim in the world. Some of them are going to be av hatumah. Some of them are just going to be a rishon hatumah. So some of these mashkim that are av hatumah can be mitami kelim, and those that are rishon cannot be mitami kelim. So the Baal Batim are going to get all confused. So they made exerim in the Rabbanah that any mashkim that are tameh, to take everything down to the lowest common denominator. So they said that any mashkim that are tameh have the ability to be mitami kelim. But this is only a tumim in the Rabbanon. If the mashke is metame yakli, mashke tumim, not a mashke zav zava, not a roko shichva zara meme raglov, the mayonis, what we call mayonis azav. That's a pasuk in next week's sedra that's metame odom v'kelim. That's an av hatumim, metame odom v'kelim. If it's only stam mashkim that are tumim, that are metame kelim in the Rabbanon, so then it's the kelim are going to have a lower level of tumim. So here the Rashi on the Mishnah writes his standard pizman, what he always writes, that the Mishnah talks about hashok. If you have mashkim, if you have water that's tomei, fella has water that's tummy, you want to make it tahor. So you do hashoka, you take the container with the water that's tummy, you lower it in the mikveh, okay. And when the water from the mikveh connects with the water inside the container, so that's hashoka, so it becomes tahor. So Rashi says, and don't think that this has anything in common with the din of tvila in a mikveh. No, it can't be. Rashi reviews this quite a few times in Shas. No, because Ochlam Amashkim have no tarib in mikveh. No, it's a special din of zriya. It's a din of zriya. That what if you have a potato that became tummy and you plant it in the ground, so then once it takes root, so the tumor disappears. A pasuk. How does it say? So the pasuk says, whatever is zerezeru, sheizareh, whatever is planted in the ground and growing is tar. So here we have a pasuk that says that water that's connected with a puddle of water on the ground is there's a pasuk in Novi in Shai, I think, zareh amayim al pnei chutzas, that water that's connected with water is considered as if it's zriya. So the reason why mayim tmeim, if you do hashoka in a mikveh, will become tahor is not because it has tarab in mikveh. No, there's no tarab in mikveh for ochel mamashkim. The word is that it's considered zriya. And the only thing that has zriya from all the ochel mamashkim, the only thing that has zriya is water. A tuna fish sandwich, the tuna fish doesn't have zriya, and the salami doesn't have zriya, and the potatoes don't, the potato has zriya if you plant it in the ground.
Or wine or any other liquid.
Wine, others don't have zriya. The only thing in the world that has zriya is the water. So the Mishnah says that this you're permitted to do. Nachamol. There is a machlek is b'sham and b'sil something about it. It's only a din the rabbanon. They're fighting about it. It's not a malacha. We know what the lamatas malacha saw. There's no malacha deraisa if you take a kli that's tummy tevel and a mikveh. You can't force it in under any one of the lamatas of his malacha. So we're dealing with some kind of an issue the rabbanon over here, which the Gemara is not sure what it is. There are four different opinions. We're going to review again. So there's some kind of a machlek is b'sham and b'sil. Is it permissible for an Adam Tomei to be Tovel in a mikveh on Shabbos and Yontov? If you have a Kli which is Tomei, you want to Tovel in a mikveh? They all agree. We show them that you're not allowed to. If you have water that's Tomei, you want to be Tovel in a mikveh with Hashoke. They all agree that you are allowed to. And if you have a Kli, and if you have an Adam who's Tomei, that's the machlek is Bisham and Bisul, whether it's permissible or not. So the Gemara asked the question here right after the Mishnah. The Kuli Alma Mihos, but everybody agrees that to be Tovel a Kli b'Shabbos and b'Yontif Loi, to be Tovel a Kli which is Tomei on Shabbos and Yontif, you're not allowed to frag the Gemara my time. What's wrong? What did he do? What kind of a malacha did he do? We know what the Lamatas malachas are. It doesn't. It's not Chayrish. It's not Zareya. It's not Koitzer. It's not Dosh. It's not Maimah. What did he do? He didn't do anything. So the Gemara gives four different reasons. We'll review again. So the first reason is Rabba. Rabba we know from Shas. Rabba is the one who explained that the reason why you're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, you're not allowed to lay in the Megillah when Purim falls down on Shabbos. All of these things. The person may get so carried away with his excitement to perform the mitzvah, he may forget that it's Shabbos and he'll carry. So Rabba says the same reason over there. We're concerned. The person may be so excited about being Tovel the Kalim, so he may forget and carry the Kalim. If he is Tomei, he can walk to the mikveh, he doesn't carry himself. So that's why they're trying to explain why do the Basilah distinguish between Tfilas Kalim and Tfilas Adam. Beishamah say you're not allowed to be Tovel Kalim, you're not allowed to be Tovel Adam. So Mistama, the Peshat and Beishamah is that it's Makabah Patish, Mesakin Mon, and Midirabon. It's not a Mesakin Mon on the level of their Isaac. There's nothing broken, but if the Adam is Tomei, or if the Kelim are Tomei, and you make the Adam Tohar, you make the Kelim Tohar, so Beishamai we understand they're consistent in the second one in the Rabbanah, right? But we don't pass like the Beishamai, we pass like the Beis Hillel. They distinguish between Tfilas Adam and Tfilas Kelim. So Mashna Tfilas Adam, Mashna Tfilas Kelim. If to remove the tumor from the person is permissible, it's not a Misakin Mona, so what's wrong if I remove the tumor from the Kelim that are Tomei? The Rabbi says it has nothing to do with Misak and Mon according to Beis Hillel. It's Exerish and Miyabirenu, you may forget, and carry the pots and pans and forks and the knives. But to walk to the mikveh is permissible. So if you're Tomei, what, the guy's going to start undressing on the way? He's going to carry a towel. Apparently they didn't carry the towel. It's not a chashash.
What happened to the mikveh? So many people mean using the toilet in the mikveh. What happened to the old water?
You'll reach a point that the water will disappear, that you won't have mem sauce. The Mishnayis talk about it, that they check, the Rabbanim have to check the mikveh from time to time. So they checked the mikveh at one time and they saw it has well over mem sauce. Has to have aboim sauce. And then they wait a couple of weeks later, they check the mikveh now only has 39 sur.
So the
Taigus Nish. So the question is, how far back do you have to go to tell everybody they have to be Toivel again? You have to keep on checking the mikveh to make sure. You have a certain line in the mikveh. You know, above that line you have mem sur, below that line you don't have the mem sur. About it, everybody goes to the mikveh, takes off a couple of drops, takes off a cup of water. When he walks out, he takes a lot of water with him.
Could there be a reason that the Adam, if his stomach is of a person, he can't go and Pesach, he can't do this. But the moment he goes to Teufel, he can go. So therefore, maybe he's a no-less. Maybe he has nothing to do with Melochus. Maybe it changed the status of the person who was put in Torah.
Molech is a din of Molech. You're not allowed to create a new thing. Yeah, you mean you can explain the Beis Shammai like that?
What?
Yeah, explaining Beis Shammai is easy because they're consistent. Beis Shammai say you're not allowed to be Tevel Adam, you're not allowed to be Tevel Kalim. So whatever it is by the Adam is the same thing by the Kalim. The Shaila is the Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say an Adam Tamei may be Tevel in the Mikveh, Kalim Tamei may not. So the Gemara wants to know how do you knock sense into that the Chilek, and we pass like the Beis Hillel. How are you supposed to understand the Chilek between Tevelos Adam and Tevelos Kalim? So Rabbi says, because of the Gzeira Shema Yavirenu, he may forget and carry the pots and pans, but there's no concern about walking to the mikveh. He's not going to take off his clothes. Rabbi Digmar Shabbos does talk about the woman as she's going to the mikveh. She may start taking off some of her jewelry to carry in the street. But I don't know, the Gemara over here isn't worried about that. So Rabbi says, this is the reason for the Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel allowed Tfilah Sodom because there's no chashash of carrying. But they don't allow Tfilas Kalim. Then the Gemara has a series of kashas, one kasha after the other. Here, let's see the Gemara. Maybe we'll do again the outline of the Gemara. Maybe we'll do the outline and then review. So the Gemara gives four reasons for Beis Hillel's distinguishing between Tfilas Adam and Tfilas Kalim. Beis Shammai consistent. And Adam Tomei is the same as Kalim Tomei. You're not allowed to be Tevel either. But within the Beis Hillel, who distinguish the Daf and Chashtein, why is it a different my time? So Rabbi says, because we're afraid he'll carry the pots and pans. We're not afraid he's going to carry himself. He's allowed to walk in the street. Huh? The second mona makes good sense. Alibi the Beis Shammai, who don't distinguish between Adam and Kalim. Right, Beis Shammai is good, but we want to know my time in the Beis Hillel. Why did the Beis Hillel distinguish? Right, Rashi mentions over here Misakin Mona. So the Achronim all ask, what is Rashi far around with Misakin Mona? Here's the Rashi, about 10 lines from the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So Rashi writes, Mishum de Nirikim Misakin Kli. So they ask, what does Rashi write, Nirikim Misakin Kli? That's going to be a later explanation. That's at the end of the Daf. That's the last one. Now we're holding by Rabbah. So the Pnei Yeshua with the Sfasemis with others all point out, this whole four-way dispute is within Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai, everybody's masking that. That's the pshat. Misakin Mona, Midi Rabbanim. But within the Beis Hillel, who somehow see a distinction between Tfilas Adam and Tfilas Kalim, so that is muching now with the four explanations. How do you explain the difference between Tfilas Adam and Tfilas Kalim? So the first Hezbo was Rabbah. He says that by Kalim we're concerned, Shema Yavreni, he may carry the Kalim. And by Adam there's nothing to carry. So the Gemara will review again. The Gemara goes on and on. Until they go to Rav Yosef. Oh, about 10 lines from the bottom. Rav Yosef says, Gzera Mishum Schita. We're afraid. He's talking about Tfilas Kalim clothing. If you build Tevel, clothing, that's Tomei. Clothing is Mekabel Tumah. Clothing is Mekabel Tumah. That's why in the days of the Tanoim, the women had different dresses that they wore when they were neither, and different dresses that they wore when they were Torahs. Otherwise, they have to take all the dresses to the mikveh every month. When then when this on Tumah Vitar, if you're gonna touch a dress, that was tummy, so it'll be mitame you. So they have different dresses. That's why the Gemara talks about that all the neighbors know that the woman is a nida. How do they know? Because she was wearing lopsha big day nidusa. How do the neighbors know what's doing by his wife? How do they know? The answer is that she had to advertise to everybody that she's a nida. The single girls also had to advertise when they were needed, because whatever they would touch, whatever food they would prepare, whatever clothing, everything would be tummy. In days of the Tanoim, the Mishnah says, because they used to have separate beds, they used to have separate bedrooms. Otherwise, you have to take the bed to the mikveh every month. If a woman can't afford to have a separate bed for Yemei Tara and a separate bed for Yemei Tumah, so every month she has to take the bed to the mikveh. So the Mishnah describes, the bed is so tall and the mikveh is so shallow, So and you have to be tevel the whole kli at one time. So if you're going to shove the bed into the mud, they didn't have tile floors, they had mud on the bottom. So you're going to shove the feet of the bed into the mud, so it's not in the mikveh, so it's out of the mikveh. So how do you give zechanetzah, turn it sideways? So the Mishnah discusses this problem. That's by the poor people who couldn't afford to have two beds. And the Mishnah says in either that the other normal people had two beds and they had a separate bedroom, a beis hatumah, that the woman used it different, everything was different. The pots and pans, the dresses, everything was different. So that's what there used to be toivel clothing. Not only pots and pans, there used to be toivel clothing that was tummy. So Rav Yosef says that there's a concern, yet you'll squeeze out the clothing, and that's a malacha. Squeezing out clothing is a malacha. We'll have to Tosis discusses here, but this is also important. Squeezing out the clothing is also a malacha. So the Gemara has kashas on this. We'll get to the kashas. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Biyomar, a third explanation, a different word. Zereshem Ayasha. We're afraid that he may leave all the pots and pans that are tame till Yontif when he's free from working. Doesn't have to go to the office, has a lot of time on his hands. So leave everything over till Yontif and then he'll bring it to the mikveh. Till Shabbos, till Yontif, then he'll bring it to the mikveh. So that's not right. He may by mistake put in some truma, and the truma will become nitmo and will become nifsa. The Adam is easy. He doesn't have to go schlep a whole package. He doesn't have to carry a whole bag full of cow. The Adam knows his Thomas. He'll jump into the mikveh, go out in 1, 2, 3 and finish. He'll go in the middle of the week. But there's Gzeirah Mayasha on the Kalim. That sounds a little strange. The Gzeirah Mayasha. So the Gemara quotes, you shouldn't laugh at Rabbibi. Tanya Nami Hochi. The Gemara says, there's a Brisa. Tanya Kavasa de Rabbibi. There's a Brisa that supports his explanation that says Beferisha. That's the reason. Gzeirah Mayasha. Sure. The Brisa that supports his explanation. And Rava says you don't have to mutch it so much. The same explanation that Beis Shammai hold, that is Mesakin Mana, that if you have a Kli that's Tomei or an Adam that's Tomei, Beis Shammai do not distinguish between Adam Tomei and Kli Tomei. It's Mesakin Mana, Moilid, you're creating a new thing. That's Mesakin Mana, Midirabanan. So the same explanation is within the Beis Hillel. Aye, but why did the Basil distinguish between Adam and Kalim? So Rabbi throws in a word to Farem for that. So he says, a real Misakin Mon it isn't. It's not broken. When the thing is broken and you fix it, that's Misakin Mon. It's not broken, it's just that it's Tomei. So it's Nirikim Misakin, it's Mechzikim Misakin. It looks like, something like a Marisan, it looks like Misakin Mon. So the Chachamim were only goes there to prohibit Tfilas Kalim Tomei because it's Nirikim Misakin, but Tfilas Adam. It's not so near a kimisakim, because sometimes people go into a bathhouse to wash off, to cool off, not to become tahor, not because they're tummy, they want to become tahor, they want to rinse off. Right. So the gzeiras habalonim, we pass, and the gzeiras habalonim only applies to warm water, doesn't apply to cold water. There's a machlekes satanim, one Tana Reb Shimon in Perikira, the Tana Reb Shimon by Yechoy holds that the gzeiras habalonim even applies to bathe in cold water. But we don't pass them like that. But the Magen Avraham quotes from the Mordechai that the Bali Atesis had a minik to be machma like that Tana. Even though we don't pass them like Reb Shimon, the Chumim was for many centuries to be machma, not to take a cold shower on Shabbos and Yontif to be choshish for Reb Shimon's shita. That's what the reason Paskim write that was years ago in the Shalom Kadmoniyos, when people didn't bathe so often. So they said, don't take a shower on Shabbos and Yontif. You don't take a shower every day anyway. But let's say Bizmanazeh, people are more annoyed by perspiration and so on, so people take showers much more often. So the Shaila is Bizmanazeh, if you have, let's say, 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row, so everyone's going to want a shower. So then they say the Achreinim in Europe, the Gedolim in Europe will make it, then you can take a cold shower. Taking a cold shower is only a minik, Nidina, it's Mutter. It's not even an Isa de Rabban, it's only Mitam minik to be Choshish Rab Shem Meshita. So it's very uncomfortable. You can take a cold shower, but take a warm shower, a hot shower, that's nisht. That's already the gzeiras habalonim. To take a hot shower, you're not allowed to.
Why does the Mishnah have to have a case of Yom Tov after Shabbos? Why
not just
a simple Shabbos?
Same thing. He wants to tell you the chiddush that chayv adam atar atzma baregel, and you need the harif shemesh. Mishnah is often will give you a complicated case to pack in as many chidushim as possible. We needed a lot of explanation to understand Chayv Adam Taratz Mabregel and Hayrav Shemesh. So that's the way the Mishnahs were written, in order to include as many dinim as possible. So again, so Rav is the fourth explanation. That's the most popular. Even though there's a Tanya Kavosa de Rabibi, there's a Brisa that supports the Gzeirah Shemayasha, but that's not the popular explanation. The popular is the Beis Shammai de Basila, the same reason. because of Misakin Mona. Why did the Beis Hillel distinguish between Tfilas Sodom and Tfilas Kelim? So the answer is that by Odom, it's Nirikim Meka, it's not Mechzikim Misakin, it's not so obvious. Let's say the Gemara says in Yevamis, all the Dinim of, most of the Dinim of Geiris appear in the middle of Yevamis in Perek HaCholetz. So the Gemara has, you're not allowed to be Toivah a Ger or a Gioris who wants to become a Yid, have to be Toivah in the Mikveh in the presence of a Bezin. Is the Ger or the Gioris permitted to go through the act of Geiris on Shabbos and Yontif? Are they allowed to be Toivah? So the Gemara says that you're not allowed to. So the Shaila is why? So some say because he needs, some Rishonim said because he needs a Bezin present, and it's like Ain Donim. You're not allowed to convene a Bezin on Shabbos and Yontif. That's a Mishnah later in Beitza. Ain Donim, Shabbos and Yontif, Gzeira Shema Yichtov. That you may write down the Psak. Over here, other Rishonim disagree, and they say no, that it's Tvilas Adam is forbidden. I bet the Bisil say Tvilas Adam is Mutah, there's no Misakin. So the answer is no. Tfilas Adam is Muta because it's Nira Kemekar, it's not Mexican Misakin. But here where you have a Bezdin standing and they make a Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah, so it's very conspicuous they make, and it's Oktabrocha, Shekhan Sonu Ala Tfilah. Everything is so conspicuous that everything is changing over here. Tfilas, yeah. And he says the Bracha after he comes out of the Mikveh. Everything is so conspicuous that it's a Tfilah. L'shem Geirah, so here even the Beisila would agree that it's a Mechzikim Misakin, that there is the Misakin Mon over here. So the Gemara continues to go on this theme, on Rava's theme, till the end of the sugya. Okay, so maybe now we'll go back to the details. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll go back to the four explanations. So the first explanation was, Rava said, Gzeir Hashem Yitlanim Yonu V'Yavirenim, maybe you'll carry the pots and the pans in the street. Pregnamar Akashe, Omale Abaye, Abaye was a Talmud of Rabbi, on the second line from the top. Abaye, Fekta Akashe, to Rabbi. Right, the Gemara is going to ask that also. Abaye is going to ask all the Kashe. So he has, the first Kashe he asks is, what if Yesh Labor Bachatzer Ma'ika Lemema? What if he has a mikveh in his own house? There's nothing to carry about, huh? Yeah, and for the Gemara, there's a light plug. Zera barba chatzera to barba shusirab. Normally, people do not have a private mikveh in their own home. They have to go somewhere else out of the Erev. So they made a light plug rabbanon. Even if you happen to have the mikveh in your own house,
it wouldn't help.
Even if there's an Erev, not allowed to. Frek the Gemara, you're kasha hatenach Shabbos. Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry on. But beyontav ma'ika lamema, here we're learning beitza. So on yontav, why is it forbidden to be tevel kelim on yontav? You're allowed to carry. And for the Gemara, Gazra Yontif Ato Shabbos. The Gemara says they made Gzer Drabbanim. Yontif Ato Shabbos. What do you mean? So we commented on this. What do you mean Gazra Yontif Ato Shabbos?
Cooking.
You cook food on Yontif, yeah. You don't cook on Shabbos. Tell me a story. Gazra Yontif Ato Shabbos. You carry your talis to shul, you carry your machzer, you carry all the things, carry the shofar, you carry the lulav. So make a Gzer, Gazra Yontif Ato Shabbos. You don't make a Gzer. Whatever Zarchal Nevesh, whatever Tzarcha Yom Ktsas, you're permitted to do on Yontif. So this is the Tzarcha Yom Ktsas. He wants to carry the Kalim to the Mikveh to be Tevelet. So how do you say Gozer Yontif Ato Shabbos? Yeah. What does it mean in the Gemara? So the Pshat L'chair is the following. Whatever is a Malacha on Shabbos and is a Malacha on Yontif, so Malacha Zarchal Nevesh is Mutter. It says in the Chumash, you're not allowed to do Malacha, Acha Sheyach Alachal Nevesh, Ulebad Yos Alachem. A Malacha Zarchal Nevesh is Mutter. Echal Nevesh and Tzarcha Yom Ktsas is Mata Malacha. But if the thing is not a malach, it's a gzeira, so gzeira, even if it's tzarach achal nefesh, the gzeiras are still forbidden.
Isn't that happening with hefsher also? This thing should have been done before yontif.
Machshirei achal nefesh.
Things leading up to cooking. Like you can't buy the chicken on yontif, but you can cook the chicken on yontif.
Elishavela.
This would be the same thing. You could have tivled the kalman for yontif.
There's going to be a discussion later in the Gemara. What if the Kli became Nitma on Yontif? What if it became Nitma? You weren't able to be Tevel. We're going to have to learn that Gemara tonight, believe now. We'll have to see. That concern, Zeir Hashem Yash is Mishum Chashash Takola. He'll have the Kalim Tmeim around the house and he'll put the Trum in. Right, and he'll put the Trum in. The Trum will become Nipsal. That's the concern. It'll come Lidei Takola. That's the concern. Stop to postpone, that's not such a bad concern. But to postpone and come Lidei Mikshol, that's a concern. But this Gemara is very important. The Gemara says Gzera Yontav Vatu Shabbos, but it means there's a chiddush, a big important yisoid. That the only time there's a heter Rechel Nefesh is if you're dealing with a malach, either malach deraisa, malach derabbanan. But what if you're talking about an issue that's bechlal not a malach, it's a gzera. So then a gzera, even though the tama the gzera doesn't apply on yontav, but still the gzeras have no heter of Rechel Nefesh. The Ramban pointed this out. When we discussed the Gzeres HaBalonim, the Gemara said in the third Terech of Masech HaShabbos that the bathhouse attendants, Bizman HaTanoim, they didn't have a shower in every home. They used to have a Beis HaMerchot. So there was a person that was running the Beis HaMerchot. So he wasn't the most intelligent person, wasn't the most observant, wasn't the most religious person. So they had customers used to come on Shabbos afternoon to bathe in hot water. So they didn't want to have the hot water from Erev Shabbos. It cost a lot of money. So they would put out, people came on Erev Shabbos to bathe in hot water, and after all the customers went home, so they would put out the fire. When they knew the business was going to come on Shabbos, so they would make a fire on Shabbos morning, they would save all the fuel that would have gotten burnt the whole time, and they would make a fire on Shabbos, they'd be Mechal Shabbos. So when the Rabbanim saw that the Balonim, the Beatat's attendants, are being Mechal Shabbos, so they made Exer the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to bathe in hot water on Shabbos, even if it's true that it was prepared from before Shabbos, he's still not allowed to. A gzera, because we don't trust the balon. So the shaila is, what about on Yontif? On Yontif, you're allowed to make a fire in order to cook water, in order to drink a cup of soup, coffee, whatever, in order to bathe the body is also mutter. So why the Ramban discusses, why is it forbidden? Why is it forbidden to take a bath? So the Ramban says that it's a gzeira yontav atu Shabbos. What I mean yontav atu Shabbos? He's alluding to this Gemara. But what happened to Tzarcha Yom Ktsas? So he's alluding to this Gemara. That whenever you're not dealing with a malachi, you're dealing with a new gzeira, the Rabbanon. So in gzeiras, there's no distinction between Shabbos and yontav. There's no heter reichel nefesh in the area of gzeiras.
But the Rabbanon can never make a gzeira against Bishal and Yontav. Never say you can't cook
anyat
cause or something.
No,
they can't go against
right.
The Torah definitely
is.
It says
Bishul is a malacha, so malacha for echal nefesh is mutter. But this is a separate gzera, not to take a hot bath on Shabbos is a separate gzera. So that gzera applies to yontav also. Not to be tevil kalim is a separate gzera. So that gzera applies to yontav also, even though the whole background and the reason for the gzera shouldn't make any sense on Yontav. That's the loy plug rabbana. Whatever is exeret for Shabbos is exeret for Yontav. So the Gemara has a whole series of kashas, and every kasha the Gemara far emphasis. In the middle of all the kashas, the Gemara has the following. Eisve, right in the middle of the Yomud. We'll read some of the kashas. The Gemara has Eisve, the Esther kasha. It says it's a Tosef to Perek Sheni. A difference between a klisha nitma ba'av hatume as opposed to klisha nitma bivlad hatume. So we already have the Rashi. On the level of the Raisa, Adam v'kelim can only be mekabel tume if they came in contact with an av hatume. If they come in contact with a vlad hatume, they're not mekabel tume at all. But a kli is mekabel tume from a vlad hatume, mashkim tmeim ametam v'kelim ederabbanon gzeire otu mashke zav ezover. That the mayonis hazav, the roko shichlazara meime raglov of a Zabizava and Ioledis and Mitzora, these people have two Mayotzalami Gufoi, so they have a din of Mayonis, the Rok and the Shechvazera, and the Meiraglaim has the status of an Avatum. So the Meirigzera the Rabbana, that all Mashkim that are Tomei should be able to be Mitami Kalim. So here the Brisa, the Tosefta, draws a distinction, a cliche, Nitma Ba'av Hatume. The Mishnah says, Bishavim, they all agree, Bisham and Bisil all agree. You're not allowed to be tevil kelim on Shabbos and Yontav. They only argue tefilas adam. A tefilas kelim is asur. So, freg the Gemara, we have a tosefta that draws a distinction between a kli. How tummy is the kli? Is the kli tummy min ator because it was nitma ba'av hatumah? Then ain't matbila mosa b'yontav. Then they all agree you're not allowed to be tevil. But if it's a kli shenitma bivlar hatumah, then the din is matbila mosa b'yontav. Then you are allowed to. But if you made a loyplug, everything is agzera and agzera and agzera. So once you make agzera, it shouldn't make a difference. So the Gemara for emphasis, there's a limit how far you go with the loyplug. Okay, that was the kasha, and that was the teretz. But before leaving out the kasha and the teretz, why is there a difference between a kalisha nitma ba'av hatume as opposed to a kalisha nitma bevlar hatume?
So Rashi on this Gemara has two pshatim. Tosis points out that Rashi has two pshatim. They like one pshat, they don't like the other pshat. Rashi himself doesn't like the other pshat. So Rashi has like this. Rashi has one pshat, is azoi, that a kli shenitma ba'av hatumeh. So the kli is tamim and atayroh. So if you're going to be tovel that kli in a mikveh today, on Yontif or on Shabbos, you still need higher of Shemesh. So you still can't use the kli. So you'll be tovel the kli today, and you won't be able to use it till after Havdalah. So it's achana. Oh, the Rashi doesn't like it. He says that that requirement for higher of Shemesh is only for Truma, for Kachim. It doesn't apply to Chulim, doesn't apply to Maisa Sheni. So what do you say that you're not allowed to be tovel the kli because it's you're doing now for after? Who said you want to use the kli today for chulin or for ma'aser sheni? Be'ezach that it's only for kachim and for truma. So that's why Rashi doesn't like the pshat. But before you get that's the taina. That's why the rishonim don't like Rashi and Taz don't like it. But what was that pshat? That if you have a kli shenitma ba'av hatuma it's a tuma deraisa, then you need harav shemesh. So you're being a tovel today. For tomorrow, so tachone. But if it's a kli shenitma bivladatumeh, so why is it mutter to be tovel then? So since it's only kli shenitma bivladatumeh, so you don't need higher of shemesh. So you don't need higher of shemesh. You only need the chumish says in today's sedra. If a kli becomes tameh and you tovel it in the mikveh, avoah hashemesh v'toher, avoah hashemesh v'toher. That's only if it's a tumah deraisa. For kachim, for truma, you need harav shemesh only if it's a tuma deraisa. But if it's only a tuma derabbanon, then you don't need harav shemesh. That's a chiddush. If it's only a tuma derabbanon, then you don't need harav shemesh. So this is a and Tosis writes. You see this long Tosis kli shenitma. So on the last line, Tosis writes like that. Yesh mefarshim there. Yesh lama the pirish acher shepirish Rashi. That if the tefillah is only needed midirabon, it's a kli shenitma bevladatumeh, you don't need higher of shemesh, as it says in the Mishnah, kol aton biyasmayim midibre chachomim, whatever only needs tefillah midirabonon, is lacha biyos, after you tevel in the mikvah, muta bekulam, right away. Yeah, right away you can put in the kachim and the truma, that there's no need for higher of shemesh. On the side of the Tosfos, they tell you to look, ayin Tosfos chagiga daf chofala from an alep, that it's not so glad. That's a Beferish and Mishnah. That's a Mishnah that says in Pora, Kol aton biyasmai midivrei chachamim, whatever needs tvilas kelim, whatever kli is only tomim midirabanon, doesn't need higher of shemesh. Once you tevel in the mikveh, la'achat biyasa b'mayim, after you tevel in the water, muta b'kulin can put in truma v'kotshim and everything, no problem. So it says on the side, look in Tosis and Chagiga, Tosis has theorists on this. There are other Gemaras that seem to contradict. So Tosis doesn't know how to krich out of it. The Achrenim have beautiful Hezberim over here to give you the klal. The Mikdash David has, others have how to figure out what the klal is. But it's not so negeir to Arinyonim. So the one pshat that Rashi and Tosis give that they're not happy with, the pshat that they don't think is correct is why the Tosefta distinguishes between a klisha nitma ba'av hatumeh, that's Tamim and Atarah, so then you need Harav Shemesh, you table it today for tomorrow, so it's Achana. So you're not allowed to do hachana on Shabbos and Yontif, but if it's a kli shenitma bivlara tumis, it's only a tumim midirabbanon, then you don't need harav shemesh. So you tabel it today for today, so that you're permitted to do. That's the one pshat. That's the one pshat. So that's the pshat they're not happy with, because they say Verzok, who says that he wants to use the kli for truma v'kotchim that needs harav shemesh? Maybe he wants to use it for chulin. Maybe he wants to use it for ma'aser sheni when you don't need any harav shemesh. So what is the pshat in the braisa? So the more correct pshat, Rashi says, the better accepted pshat is the following. You're talking over here about a problem, let's say, misakin mona. The way we learn, the four pshatim and the gemara, we learn like Rava. It's an issue of misakin mona. So you're talking about misakin mona. If I have a kli which is tomei min hatorah, and now I make a tohor, so it's a difference between night and day. Before it was tomei, you put in truma, kotchim, maisa sheni, you're going to be mitamei. And now that it's tohor, it's a whole different ball game. So that's called misakin mona, moilid. You made a new thing. That's misakin mona, new thing, misakin mona. But if the whole thing is only a make believe din midirabbana, it means that nothing is really happening. It's only a gzeri. You should make believe as if the kli is tamei, but it's not even tamei. It's only a make believe din on the gavra. That's how the nesiva says, oh, dinim derabbana are only dinim on the gavra, not dinim in the chevzi. So how can it say that that's misakin mona? So that's why Rashi gives the other pshat. If it's only a din midirabbanan, then you can't call it Masakan Mana, Rashi writes. Rashi writes over here. Klisha nitma baba tume mat bila mosa beyond to the cave in the tummy manatura, have a like in the sacking. But if it's only nitma bivlada tume, diva maska bivlada tume, en kantikum der isa tor mal yahu. Yes, can't be makabal tume from mashkim, it's only midrabbon, it's only make believe. So since it's only midrabbon, so it doesn't ishke misakin mona. So the second pshat in Rashi, that's the generally accepted pshat. That's not called misakin mona. So this is important,
pshat.
Huh?
First pshat, not Rashi.
The first pshat, yeah. Rashi, I said them out of order. I said the pshat that's not accepted. I said first. Yeah. So the Mishnah. This is Nagel Lalocha. This Gemara. See, the Mishnah has the last line in the Mishnah on Yud Zayin and Beis writes that even though Bishavin, both Bisham and Bisil agree that you're not permitted to be tabled Kalim that are Tomei. However, Vishovim, they all agree, Matbila migav legav, mechabura lachabura. There are certain cases where they would agree that you are allowed to be tovel kalim tameim. On Shabbos Yontav, when is that? Let's say the fellow agreed to eat his korban pesach. The korban pesach has to be eaten b'chabura. Means before you shech the korban pesach, you have to make up your mind in advance. Who is the group that you're going to eat with? You can't decide the last minute. You can't decide to pop into somebody's house and eat korban pesach. So you have to decide before you shech the korban pesach who is the chabura, who are the menuyim. So let's say I went to mikvah on erev pesach in order to be tohu, in order to be able to eat the korban pesach with this chabura. Then an hour later I changed my mind. Let's say it's 9 o'clock in the morning. At 10 o'clock I changed my mind. We didn't shech the korban pesach. I decided I'm going to eat with that chabura. I'm friendly, younger people, older people, whatever, relatives, not relatives. I changed my mind. So I changed my mind, so I go to mikveh a second time. Because you have to go to mikveh a second time. He already went to mikveh.
Yeah.
So Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara, that's what it means, mechabura lachabura. He originally planned to eat the korban pesach with chabura A. He changes his mind. This is the Gemara on Yud Testament Aleph, right before the Mishnah. Right before the Mishnah, the last two lines before the Mishnah. So the Gemara is explaining what this line means. Umadbilim, you're allowed to be tovel kelim migav legav mechabura lachabura. Shteit in the Braisa, Tana Rabban, it's a Tosefta. Ketsa migav legav. What does it mean? Harotza lasses gitoi al gav kado v'kado al gav gito ose. So Rashi learns like this. Let's say I have pots and pans that were tummy, and I was tovel them. In order to make wine, I'm going to use these kelim to squeeze out the grapes in order to make wine. Good. I was tovel them, so they became Torah last week. Today I changed my mind. I decided instead of making wine, I'm going to squeeze out olives and make olive oil. So I was tovel it already. So what do you have to be tovel again? So Rashi says there's no need to be tovel again. But if he has a cholam that he wants same level. He's going to make truma. Yeah. He's going to make this truma. Cholam, whatever, is the same, exact same level kedusha. So Rashi says in case he decides to change from wine to oil or from oil to wine, the din does not require that he has to be tovel a pot a second time. So if he has a cholam that he wants to be machmer al atzma for some unknown reason, so we would permit him to be tovel a kli on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So garnish me garnish. He's not accomplishing anything. He didn't do anything.
No.
Doesn't matter. So Rashi says that's what it means migav legav. He changed his mind. Instead of doing wine, he's going to do oil. Instead of the oil, he's going to do oil. He wants to be tovel a second time. Glata chumer bialmo she'ein lo tam. Ein lo tam v'loy reyach. So garnish me garnish. What does it mean? Keitza mechabura lachabura. The next line in this Tosefta. Pesach in the morning made up his mind, he's going to eat with this chabura. And then other people invited him, he changed his mind, he's going to eat with that chabura. And he already went to the mikveh thinking, Aldas is going to eat the korban pesach with this chabura. And then when he switches, he decides to eat with a different chabura before they begin to shech the pesach. So then he decides he wants to be tovel in the mikveh a second time, l'shem the second chabura. So Rashi says, "Hazana tam, hazana reyach, zanishkin." Personal chumra.
Yeah.
The chachamim never required. It's not minatara, not midrabban. Just a personal feeling that you have. So it's meaningless. It doesn't accomplish anything. So you're permitted to be tovel on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right. So from the Rashi, it would sound that you're not allowed. Basic nisht. I don't know. So here the Rambam disagrees with Rashi. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos on this Mishnah and the Arach HaZakeh, the Rambam learns the other pshat, that the Gemara means to say originally he was toivel the kelim for the purpose of using them for chulin. He wants to eat his regular meals. He doesn't want to eat food that's tummy. And then he changes his mind. He decides he's going to eat Maisa Sheni. He's going to use the pots and the pans for Maisa Sheni. Or he was toivel it al das to use it for Maisa Sheni. Then he decides he wants to use it for Truma. Or he was toivel it for Truma and he changed mind. He wants to use it for Kachin. So the Mishnah says in Chagiga that you have to be toivel again a second time. Because the Tefillah has to be L'shem, that level of Kedusha. That's not Ben HaTorah. On the level of Deraisa, the Tefillah in Tzvicha Kavana, even if the pot fell into the mikveh by accident, even if someone has told me they fell into the mikveh by accident and they came out, it's Torah. But with the Rabbanah, there's a din that if you want to use it for Maisa Sheni or for higher Kedusha, for Truma, for Kachin, for Paradumah, so then, even though it's Torah anyway, but with the Rabbanah, you need another Tefillah with Kavana. So the Rambam learns in the Pirush HaMishnayos that that's what the Mishnah means, that this is permissible also. Even though it is a tefillah that does accomplish Al Pi Din. Not like Rashi. Rashi said tefillah accomplishes nothing over here, so that's why there's no gzeiritz. It's not accomplishing anything. But the Rambam disagrees with Rashi. The tefillah is accomplishing on the level of the Rabbanan, and it's still permissible because the accomplishment is insignificant. That's along the lines that Rashi and Tosis learned over here. That Eklisha Nitma Bivlara Tumim Advila Mosa Biyantu, because he can't really say it's Masakin Mona. So that's the big machlokes, the Magid Nishnah raises a Shaila. We have a din. We don't have any of this today. Nobody's eating any Truma, no one's eating any Maisa Sheni, no one's eating any Karbonis, no one's entering the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have any of this because we're all Tummy anyway. But we still have a din of Tfilas Kalim. Lingman, the end of Avodah Zarah, learns that from Psukim and Chumash. In Parshas Matos, it says when they had the war with Midian, so they captured they killed all the men, but they didn't kill the women. The women were not the soldiers. The women were civilians. They didn't. The men were all considered soldiers, and the women were civilians. The children were also not soldiers. So Atava and Ashim they didn't kill. So they captured them, and they captured all of the kalim. They took all the food. So whatever food was trafed, they threw out in the garbage. What about the tray for pots and pans? So Moshe Rabbeinu was told that they have to kasher the tray for pots and pans. Some of them need libun. And some of them need Hagola, and then he was told, "Ach b'mei nido yischato," that you have to be tevel them in a mikveh b'mayim sha'nido tevel them. There's a din of tefilas kelim. Whenever you buy pots and pans, if you buy a suit from a guy, you don't need tefilas kelim. But if you buy pots and pans klei sudo, because the parsha is talking about trei for kelim, so obviously it's talking about kelim that you prepare food with, forks and knives, plates, pots. So there's a mitzvah. You have to kasher it if it's treif, and even if it's not treif, you have to be toivel in a mikveh. If you buy from a nachri, if it never belonged to a guy, there's no din of tefilas kelim. But if it once belonged to a guy, and now it belongs to a yid, if it still doesn't belong to a yid, let's say it still belongs to a guy, so then you don't need tefilas kelim. It's not going to help the tefilas kelim. But if it once belonged to a guy, now it belongs to a yid, so there's a mitzvah to do tefilas kelim. So the simple reading of the Gemara in the last daf in Avodah Zarah is that this is a mitzvah min HaTorah. Even though that's not the Pashup Shat. Ach b'mei nido yischata, Rashi and Chumash on Parshas Matos says the Pashup Shat is b'mei nido yischata, you should be mazeh mei nido mei ado yuso. The Tag Munkle says paraduma water, you should sprinkle paraduma water hazor shlishi shvi to remove the tumas mei. So the Pshuta Shal Mikra doesn't speak about tefilas kelim, speaks about to be mitayer the clay midyon from tumas mei. The Rashi and Chumash writes, but nonetheless, even though the Unkele says the Pshut Shal Mikra goes on to be Matar from Tumas Meis, Dorsha Rabbeinu that it goes on being Tevel Kalim in a Mikra. So that's a Shaila. When you say Dorsha Rabbeinu that it goes on Tfilas Kalim as we practice it today, does that mean that it's a Din Medaraisa? It's a Drosha from the Midrash HaTorah and the Drosh HaSpem that you read in between the lines that this is also an additional level of interpretation? It doesn't mean that it's only Asmachta Medarabbeinu. So this is a Shaila. So from the Rambam is mashma that the whole institution of Tfilas Kelim is all Midirabbanan. That all the Tfilas Kelim is Midirabbanan. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara doesn't seem to say like that. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara seems to say in the last daf in Avodah Zarah that if you buy metal pots and pans and metal forks and knives, the Tfilas Kelim that's needed is Minatara. It's a mitzvah Minatara, that it's a real drosha. And if you buy glasses, there the Tfilas Kelim is only Midirabbanan. The Gemara says Tfilas Kelim on glasses is Midrabanan, Tfilas Kelim on Mateche sounds like it's Derais. So now the Magen Mishnah raises this discussion. What if I bought brand new pots and pans from a goy, so I don't have to kasher them, there's nothing trape, brand new, and I have an Erev in this city, I have a mikveh in my building, so there's no problem of carrying on Shabbos, or it's Yontif, so there's no problem of carrying, shoin, and I want to use them, is it permissible to be toivel the pots and pans, or the glasses, or the forks and knives, on Shabbos or Yontif? So he wants to know, according to the Rambam, all Tfilas Kelim is only Midirabbanon, so maybe whatever is only Midirabbanon is not called Misakin Mana, because the Gemara says they all agree, if it's only Nitmo Bevlad Atumen, Matbilim also, you're allowed to. There's no Misakin Mana. The Rambam read like that, Matbilim Igab Legab Mechabur Lachabur, it means that Midirabbanon you do need
to be
Toivel the Kelim, but since it's only Midirabbanon, it's not called Misakin Mana. So should we say that according to this Gemara, according to that Gemara, if you hold Tfilas Kelim is only with the Rabbanon, you're allowed to be Toivel the Kelim Chadoshim, you're allowed to be Toivel Kelim Anikchim in Akum, you're allowed to be Toivel on Shabbos and Yontif, or should you say no, maybe Tfilas Kelim is Minatera Klei Mateches, most of the Rishonim hold Klei Mateches on Minatera. That's what we assume Laloch and Shulchan Aruch that only Klei Tzchuches on the Rabbanon, but Tfilas Klei Mateches we assume is really a Din Minatera. So maybe since most of the poskim hold it's minatar, maybe it is misakin mana. But on the other hand, maybe it's only a mitzvah. What if you have a kli which is tamei? That means you can't use it. You can't use it. You're going to use it. It's going to be mitamei all the trum of a kach. You're going to pass it. You tovel in the mikveh, and now you can breathe. Now it has a use that it didn't have before. So it's like before it was broken, you couldn't use it for trum of a kachim and ma'isa sheni, and now you can use it for everything. Now I fixed it. But if I have to say Kelim Chadoshim, I buy brand new Kelim, what's the problem? It's a mitzvah to be Tevel a Kelim. It's a mitzvah to be Tevel a Kelim. What if it's going to make the food tray? It's not going to make the food tray. It's an Averit to use it. It's not Averit. You won't be out to the mitzvah. If you use it for food, if you buy new cutlery, you buy new glasses, you buy new pots and pans, you won't be Tevel them in the mikveh. So you will not be in fulfillment of the mitzvah, but it won't be an avera. You didn't do the mitzvah, so maybe that's not called misakin mana. Maybe I should say it's only with the rabbanon, so that's why it's not misakin mana. But maybe I should say it's minatera. But maybe I should say no. Even if it's minatera, maybe it's also not misakin mana. So the Magid Mishnah in his commentary on the Rambam dreitahin and aher, and he's not sure. So the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, quotes this whole discussion in the Shulchan in the Beis Yosef. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, no, he thinks that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be Tevel the Kelim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So he says, so what do you do if you got stuck? I come to a hotel. I tell for Pesach, whatever. And I got nothing. Yeah. I brought all the Pesach liquor food with me. And they have Kelim there that belong to a guy. And now the Kelim are mine. Some woman told me she went to a hotel, some hotel in Florida, and they knew that she was a Shema Shabbos. The Goisha Hotel, so they brought a brand new, everything brand new. And then when she came, she realized she can't use anything. She had to go to the store quickly because she can't go toivel everything. She had to go to the store and buy for Shabbos paper plates and plastic forks and knives and everything because she can't be toivel kelim. So she didn't know the din that if it still belongs to the Goy, you don't need Tfilas Kelim. Yeah. Tfilas Kelim is only if it used to belong to a Goy, now it belongs to a Yid. Here, the pots and the pans, everything still belong to the Goisha Hotel. It didn't belong to her. They allow you to use it. And they bought brand new for her. It was mamish in the containers. It was brand new. So she didn't need Tfilas Kelim in such a case. But let's say I have my own. I came to the hotel. Everything is brand new and it's mine. And you taka do need Tfilas Kelim. So the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to be Tevel the Kelim on, let's say you're right by the ocean or something. You're not allowed to be Tevel the Kelim on Yontif. Even if there's no problem of carrying. You're not allowed to be Tevel. So what do you do? So you have to eat everything with your fingers. What do? You're stuck. So the Shulchan Aruch gives an eight. If it's such a big shas atchak, your mom is stuck. So the Mechaber writes, it should be mafke the kelim. Mafke the kelim, so it doesn't belong to you. So a person can do this all year long. This could. You buy pots and pans, be mafke the kelim, so it doesn't belong to you. So there were people who did it all year long. So the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch that that's not proper. To use such a harama, such a dreidel, such a stunt, to patter yourself from fulfilling a mitzvah, that's not right. You could be mafkir, and then anyone who wants can come and grab it. Yeah. And the shayla is, if someone comes and grabs it, what will your reaction be?
Why can't you make a harama and give a grudge part ownership?
can do that too. Right, that's what the Chacham Sodom says. You have to drill a hole and then fix it so the Asiyas HaKli wasn't... Okay, you can do that too. That's another solution to the problem. Chacham Sodom discusses that big vat to manufacture beer. So the vats were so big they couldn't fit into a mikveh. And they were made from metal. So the if it would be wooden vats, it wouldn't be a problem. But if you have metal containers and it's so big it doesn't fit into a mikveh, so how can you be tovel it? So what do? So he gives a suggestion, make a shutfus for the goy, and if you have a goy, it's still a shutfus, so you don't need any tefillah skill. That solves the problem. Yeah. And the Chacham Sodom gives a different answer. He says you should drill a hole on the bottom to make it ice clay to destroy it.